Living for today with an eye for tomorrow. This is the Voice of Vision broadcast.
I will rejoice in the Lord. I will be joyful in God my Savior. For He is good. For He is good. I will rejoice.
Now, here's our teacher, Pastor J.D. Hatfield.
Well, hello there, friends. Once again, this is Pastor J.D. Hatfield of the Riverside Christian Fellowship in Hernando, Florida. As always, you can find us on the web at voiceofvision.org. We hope you're doing that. We hope you're checking out the text that we put on there as well as the audio. And if you miss any of the text days, just hit on daily blog there and it'll take you to all our archives right there. Everything by the title, like today's, They Ought to Know. And we think you ought to know that you can leave comments there at voiceofvision.blogspot.com, which again, you can get there right from voiceofvision.org. The day that this originally airs, you'll find the text right there with the audio on the front page. But you can hear prior days and see the text and leave comments by hitting on the daily blog. And if you just want to hear just the audio without looking at the text, you can go on to Vision Radio and we have our archives right there. You can hear sermons and lots of things. We mention this just about every day because we think it's important. We think you ought to know. So again, our title for today, They Ought to Know. Who is they? Well, everybody. When the Bible says in 2 Peter chapter 1, to make your calling and election sure, that doesn't mean to God, that means to yourself, and a self-assurance, you know, assurance in God that you've been saved, and also to people that you meet, and to people that know you, and to people that you witness to. But we're looking today at Acts chapter 6, and I want to point something out for you here. Acts chapter 6, the background is that the disciples were increasing in number. I'll go ahead and start in verse 1. And a complaint by the Hellenists, that's the Greeks, rose against the Hebrews because their widows were being neglected in the daily distribution. And the 12 summoned the full number of the disciples and said, it's not right that we should give up preaching the word of God to serve tables. It was a big, important thing. But the disciples needed to focus on the word of God. They needed to focus on teaching. And here's where we had our first set of deacons, as they were. And it was a high honor. And they said in verse 3, therefore, brothers, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom, whom we will appoint to this duty. And they're going to devote themselves to prayer and the ministry of the word. So this verse, verse 3, again, pick out from among you 7 men of good repute, full of the Spirit and of wisdom. So this verse gives us the criterion that the apostles had for the first deacons of the early church. The fact that they were to pick out men that were full of the Spirit meant by implication that some obviously were not filled. It was obvious in a sense. Now, although their doctrine was obviously important, they didn't ask them about doctrine. They saw demonstration and devotion. Those men that were filled were obvious. They didn't say, okay, let's have a survey now. This, and this. Are you full of the Holy Spirit? Can you give us some wisdom? They ought to know. People knew who these men were. They said, who is standing out? Who has emerged? The men that were filled with the Holy Spirit, with wisdom, that were of good report, were obvious. People who are full of the Spirit aren't full of themselves. They are ready to serve. They're not so much full of cares, they are full of Christ. They are not full of worry, they are full of wisdom. It will show, and God's people will know. You shouldn't have to try to get the leadership of a church to notice you. They ought to know if God is calling you to serve. Now, sometimes they can neglect it, and sometimes we can neglect it. We should say, you know, we're here, I am, send me, that type of thing. But, you know, for some people, it's not so much of a struggle, right? If you're a pastor, you know what I'm talking about. And even people that aren't pastors, you know what I'm talking about. There's always people that, you know, always trying to self-promote. And there's other people that, you know, just naturally get in there, and people that try to self-promote are jealous of them because people just, you know, gravitate to them. It's because it's obvious. When God is calling someone to serve, if you're full of the Spirit, believe me, somebody will notice. I'm not talking about a popularity contest. I'm saying that when they said, pick out seven men of good repute or good report, full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, people already in their mind started realizing who those people were. That's why the disciples knew as well. They were full of the Holy Spirit, and they said, this should be obvious. Let's see what kind of decision they can make. And of course, they picked Stephen and Philip and others, and you see the exploits that they did, as well as being a servant. They became greater in a sense, although whatever God calls you to, where he appoints you, he anoints you, and none of your work in the Lord is in vain. So you should be steadfast, immovable, always abounding in it. 1 Corinthians 15:58. And friends, he grounds that in the resurrection, because Jesus Christ has rose again, because he's put his Spirit in you, because he died for your sins and the sins of all those who would believe. What you do matters. When you're full of the Spirit, someone will notice. But if no one notices, believe me, God notices. We're not supposed to be working to be men pleasers, but pleasing God. He's the one that is looking. Now, of course, this means you have to be plugged into a local body of believers somewhere. People full of the Spirit and wisdom aren't those who stay home from church. I mean, again, we have over 60 articles dealing with why you have to go to church. And do you have to go to church to be a Christian? No. You have to go to church when you're a Christian? Yes. People full of the Spirit and wisdom aren't those who stay home from church. No one's going to pick you out if no one knows where you are. God isn't in the habit of having people full of the Spirit and wisdom who are Lone Ranger Christians. And believe me, you aren't the exception. Considering the fact that God fills people up so that they can flow out. You think about John chapter 7 there. Jesus said, those that believe on me, the Spirit will be welling up in them as a wellspring of life, and they'll flow rivers of living water. So God fills people up so they can flow out, Christ to them and then through them. How wise do you think, therefore, that it is to stay home from church and tell people you are doing God's will? You ought to know. And we do know. If you hide out, you are exposed, friend. You need to get in church. And when they went out looking for men full of the Holy Ghost and wisdom, men of an honest and good report, do you think they had a list or a survey, or did they have to see something? Did they have to know something? They had an honest report. Their lives were telling the truth. They were the same around everybody. When somebody's like that, what you see is what you get. They had to know these men had a reputation not only for honesty, but also for spiritual things. Their honest report meant they weren't just religious showboats. They weren't full of wisdom one minute and full of the world the next minute when no one else was looking. Believe me, friend, someone else is always looking. When people see you, do they know you like this? Jesus said, by their fruits ye shall know them. Tell me, what is the fruit? What fruit is it that people see when they see you? What fruit is it that people who know you know that you have? Let me say that again. People that know you now. You can say, well, people just saw a bad side of me one way. And yeah, we make mistakes and we fall down and all of that. I understand. But the people that know you closest now, if they were going to say, let's pick out seven men, would you be one of them? Well, I just don't get along with people. Well, sometimes we don't get along with people because we're not related to God rightly. I'm not saying you're not saved. I'm saying, love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, mind, and strength, and your neighbor as yourself. Are you elevating your neighbor to yourself and putting God above both of you? Are you doing that right? Are you living the golden rule? What fruit is it that people who know you know that you have? Not that thing you keep clamoring for and saying, if they would only do it this way, then people would know what a superstar I am. Of course, you're not going to say it like that. But you know what? People know better. And God certainly knows better. Salty saints know better. Those that are discerning know better. I'm not saying critical, but you ought to know better. People ought to know that you're a Christian. Not because of the sticker on your car, not because of the slogan on your shirt, not because of the saying on your hat, but because of what comes out of your mouth. What happens with your hands? What things you do with those legs? What kind of look you have on your face? What kind of things you do with your time? And what kind of things are on your mind? People ought to know. You ought to know. You ought to think, where are you spending your time? What is important to you? You talk about being full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. It's not very wise to be trying to fill yourself up with the world and then calling yourself being full of the Spirit, or thinking it's an instantaneous thing. Oh, I'm full now. You've got to be in the process of being filled. Everybody seems to want to be full, but no one seems to want to go through the process of being filled. Again, it's not the sticker on your car, slogan on your shirt. I mean, those can be fine and well, but are you having that fish stuck on the back of your car going 90 miles an hour in a 55, friend? That's not very wise. That's not full of the Spirit. What's going on with your world? Are you just getting doctrine in your head, but you're not living it out? Ephesians 1 through 3 is all about doctrine. Ephesians 4 through 6 is all about practice. So we need good doctrine. We need to be taught. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm all for it. I'm a teacher. I'm a pastor. I'm a preacher. But we got to do something with that. Conversely, we can't just say, I'm doing things, but we don't have the Word of God in us. We're not full of the Spirit because we're not full of the Word. The Word and the Spirit are one, and Jesus Christ is the Word of God, and it's the revelation of God. So don't think you have some other revelation. It's outside of the Word of God. You ought to know, and they ought to know, and we do know. Fellow believers ought to know you're full of the Holy Spirit and of wisdom. We should be seeking God for these things to be flowing in our lives so that we may serve the Lord and serve others. You see that? If you're full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom, what are you called to do? You're called to serve. You can't lead unless you serve. Unless you let others lead you, no one will let you lead them. Did you hear me? Unless you allow others to lead you, no one will let you lead them. People got to know that you're one of them before they trust you. And these men were around, and they knew that they were full of the Holy Spirit and wisdom. They were ready to be servants. They ought to know, and it ought to show. And when you grow, it ought to flow. You see, there's lots of things going on in your life, and there's lots of situations in everybody's life, and a lot of times the preacher can't do everything, and he's got to delegate certain things, and the truth is that he ought to do that, to get other people's gifts going and flowing and let the church be a body. But that doesn't mean everybody's got to have their little thing be the most important thing. That's not a good report. That's not full of the Spirit. That's not wisdom. Wisdom understands degree and priority and emphasis and these things. And Philip and Stephen didn't say, we're going to be these incredible evangelists and do miracles and all that. You can't just make us serve tables. That's not right. That's not right. And you know what? They didn't think like that. They did what they were called to do. And you know what? God is still looking for people full of the Spirit and wisdom to serve. He gifts called people. You know, you're full of something. The question is what? The Spirit or yourself? You know, God knows. You ought to know. People that you minister to, they ought to know. Well, that's all the time we have left for the Voice of Vision broadcast. We'll see you next time. This is Pastor J.D. Hatfield. God bless you.
Yes, I'm glad to know my life is hid with Jesus, and that's where I'm always gonna be, right here at the right hand of the Father of life.
We'll see you next time on the Voice of Vision broadcast, where we are living for today with an eye for tomorrow.
And reveling with God eternally.